Former astronaut Bill Shepard is a veteran of three space shuttle missions. He also commanded the first expedition to the newly constructed International Space Station in 2000, leading a crew that included two Russians. He recently spoke at the evening lecture series at the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition about that expedition and the space station. He spoke to IHMC communications manager Carl Wernicke, who asked about the experience of being in space.
I think what everyone stuck on the ground wants to know is, what is it like to be in space?
Well, I think the most impressive thing about being in space is just the view. My first space flight was in 1988. I was a winter flight. We launched from Florida and went up basically up the East Coast and then over the Atlantic. The next couple orbits around the Earth, you could look out the back window, see the Rocky Mountains, and look out the front of the shuttle's window, and you could see from Cape Cod down to Florida. And taking in that much of the Earth in one instant was pretty shocking.
You commanded the first expedition to the space station, basically opened it up. What do you see as its future? What's the importance of the space station? I think people can see it orbiting overhead, but I don't think most Americans really understand what it's about.
I don't know what NASA made on the outside of the space station, but I think it's one of the biggest stealth programs that we've ever had, because nobody knows it's even up there. I'm not mean to be too humorous there. Space station was put together to be a premier research platform for six or seven major areas of activity for scientific and technical research, and it's well on its way to being productive to do that. I don't know that we'll see a host of Nobel Prizes coming off of work that the station had a part in doing, but I think that the most important thing about space station is, this is a place not on the Earth. This is near the Earth, but not part of the Earth anymore. And we've got 3 to 6 astronauts and cosmonauts who live on this outpost on a semi-permanent basis. And so if you looked out in the night sky and you said, okay, fine, where is it that humans can be? Where is it that they can live and work? Is it just the Earth, or is it the Moon or Mars or some other place? Right now, nobody knows the answer to that question. But I do know that what we're doing on Space Station right now is a step in figuring out our place in the universe, and that's why it's so important.
Do you see the space station as a jumping-off place for other missions in the space, or is it a sort of a self-contained mission? I don't know. You spent 8 years working on this thing.
Well, the answer to that is probably both. It is self-contained in that it's a place that's your home 250 miles up in orbit. And you're pretty much on your own up there if something goes bad. You're limited in your resources, your water, your electricity, your oxygen, things like that. But it's also a place where we can look at answers to very fundamental questions. Like, if we are going to go to Mars, we're going to be traveling for 6 to 9 months in a fairly hostile environment, a lot of radiation, weightless. Unless we create some sort of artificial gravity by spinning the large vehicle. Nobody knows right now what the right protocols are to keep people healthy and functional on voyages of these durations. And space station is a key element in figuring out if this is technically and physically possible for us humans.
Of course, the growing tensions with Russia have highlighted some interesting facts or concerning facts. We buy our heavy lift rockets engines from the Russians. We have to essentially catch a ride on their craft to get up to the space station. Now, you've worked with the Russians for years. In fact, that first mission when you went up to the space station had Russians, and it was on a Russian craft. Talk about that whole situation, what it was like talking with the Russians and how you see us working with them.
The kickoff to the space station program in its present form started in 1993. It was not too long after the Soviet Union broke up, and it's now, as it is, the Federation of Russian States. I think initially we were very apprehensive that we were going to get along, but I can tell you on the astronaut to cosmonaut level and the engineer to engineer level, the work has gone very, very well. We see eye to eye on a whole host of things because we both have the same sense of what's dangerous, what's important, and When you're working together as a crew, that's really what counts. Above that level, in the senior management arena and the diplomatic and political arenas, it was very contentious. But things got done. We reached compromise, and the space station is in orbit today. It's been up there for 15 years now. And we arm wrestled each other once in a while across the table, but we got it done. I think the space station is in its present form has proven to be quite an effective engineering platform, and its performance has been far better than the designers probably could have hoped for. This leads me to believe that there's a lot of goodness in this cooperation, even if the political level between the U.S. and the Russians right now is, to say the least, frayed. We have learned a lot from each other about how to do this stuff that we do in space. I would hate to see us throw that cooperation away for some political imperative. I just think at least on the astronaut cosmonaut level, we get along really well. We can do some great stuff. And the past 20 years that we've had working together is a testament to this. I just think it's something to consider in the broad scope of our relationship as nations.
That said, I presume you do agree that it's important that we have our own lift capacity. However, that certainly wouldn't preclude working with the Russians in the future, right?
Well, I think it's up to the two nations to figure out what they're going to do in the future. And I don't want to step into that sandbox right now. My job at NASA was to figure out how to make machines fly and how to have crews work together, and I think I enjoyed that. I'm going to leave the politics to somebody else. One of the most important things that I think happened while I was flying in space with my two Russian crewmates was we got on, well, the station was very small, and we had a big part in building out the first large modules of station. And one of the things that came up was the U.S. laboratory called Destiny, and it has a very large observation window in the deck that you can look down and see the Earth. And a lot of our time after Destiny was on board was spent looking out the window and watching the Earth go by. And Yuri Gidzenko, who was a colonel in the Russian Air Force, would look out the window and point to spots around the Black Sea that he was stationed in his time as an Air Force pilot, and he would be on strip alert in his MiG-21 fighter ready for the Cold War. And I would show him places where I had trained and worked as a Navy SEAL, basically, again, waiting for the Cold War to start. And we realized in that moment that what we were doing was something way bigger than what our past lives had been involved with in this contest between East and West in the Cold War. We were on this international expedition, and all that stuff was really behind us. To me, that was really significant.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. As a former shuttle guy, someone who spent a lot of time in space, if you were offered a one-way trip to Mars, a one-way ticket, and it was the only way that you were ever going to get there, would you take it?
I would, but with the understanding that I would get on board with our crew and we would figure out a way to jury-rig the engines and the power supply so we could come back in one piece.